start your day with remembrance of us all. Start your day with remembrance of us all. Start your day. Start your day. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي اللهم افتح علينا حكمتك وانشر علينا رحمتك يا ذا الجلال والاكرام والله عز وجل open the doors of knowledge and wisdom for us have mercy on us O the one who is the most honorable the most gracious بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله حسنت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه واله مرحبا 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 اهلا وسهلا بكم to our viewers of Madani channel which is your program called the early echo let's commence with this beautiful recitation of durood and salat ala nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam yes we have already commenced but now we are going to listen to the virtues and blessings of reciting durood as the peace of our hearts and mind the most generous and kind sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated in a fragrant and beautiful hadith he sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated The person who recites 100 times durood upon me, Allah Azza wa Jalla shall inscribe between his eyes that he is freed from hypocrisy and he is freed from the hellfire. Kya baat hai Madine ki? Increase your recitation of durood and salat ala nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, I want to commence, with my discussion as today our topic is the virtues of charity. And I would love to commence with a beautiful parable, which is an eye-opener with regards to a great wali of Allah Azza wa Jalla, whose name is none other than Hadrat Sayyiduna Mansur bin Ammar, radiyallahu ta'ala an, Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. And this parable is an eye-opener and it will force you to think and to contemplate over the fact that this was the mindset of our pious predecessors. This was their goal, this was their achievements. Now listen to this parable, subhanallah, and increase your iman and faith. It is stated that in one gathering, a slave was passing a majlis, any program was in process, and this slave, who was of course somebody's slave, he had a master, he was passing by this gathering. And this gathering was no ordinary gathering, but it was the gathering of Sayyidina Mansur bin Ammar radiyallahu an. As I said, he is a great personality, dear viewers of Madani channel. He was giving his bayan, his speech, his lecture. The slave saw that he radiyallahu anhu is asking for something for a needy person during his bayan. So he motivated the people to give something to this poor person, though nobody came. This slave, Allahu Akbar, he went forward and he said, Ya Sayyidi, I will assist. I can assist. Sayyidina Mansur bin Ammar radiyallahu anhu said, whoever will assist this slave, this person, this poor destitute, I will make 4 dua for him. I will make 4 dua for him, whoever could give 4 dirhams to this poor person. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. So, this person came forward and he given 4 dirhams. And after giving 4 dirhams, Sayyidina Mansur bin Ammar asked him, what are those 4 du'as should I make for you? He says, firstly, I have a master. I want freedom from his slavery. Allahu Akbar. Number 2, I want a return for these dirhams. Number 3, may Allah bless me and my master with the ability to repent, to make tawbah. Or the choti bate, the 4th thing is that may Allah Azza wa Jalla forgive me, my master, and all those people who are the attendees in this majlis, in this gathering. Kya baat hai Madine ki? Nonetheless, Sayyidina Mansur bin Ammar made dua for him. Aapne dua mangin ke liye, the slave reached his master quite late. Zahir se baat hai, majlis mein rehne ke wajah se, he reached late. His master asked him and inquired about the reason for his delay. So the slave narrated and said, Ya Sayyidi, mere saath aaj ye hua, ki main kisi majlis se guzar raha tha, ya wahan ke maamlaat ye the. So I given 4 dirhams and I asked for 4 duas. So the master then asked the slave, ki, what are those 4 duas? Tumne kaun si duaen mangwaye unse?
What duas had you asked him and requested him to make for you? He says, the first was this, that the first application he made was for you to free me from the slavery. Allahu Akbar. Listening to this, the master said, go, you are free. Now tell me, what was the second supplication you requested for? He said, I get good return for my dirhams. Maine jo 4 dirham diye hain, uska badla mujhe mile, maine unse ye dua mangwaya. I asked him to make this dua for me. So the master said, I give you 4,000 dirhams in return for your 4 dirhams. Allahu Akbar. I then asked the slave, what was the third supplication? The slave said, may Allah Azza wa Jalla bless you with the ability to repent, that you are my master. You are my master and your slave, and I want you to repent from all the sins you have committed and for us to repent. Allahu Akbar. The master heard this and he said to his slave, I repent of all my sins in the merciful court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. I repent for all the gunas that I have committed. Then the master asked, what was your fourth supplication? The slave replied, may Allah Azza wa Jalla forgive me, forgive you, and Sayyidina Mansur, and all those attendees who were there at that gathering. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, charo baatein, all four du'as and supplications he presented to his master, and Allahu Akbar. When he said this, that I made dua that we must be forgiven, I asked for this dua at the end, that hum sab bakhshe jaye, hum sab ki bakhshish ki jaye. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, listening to this, the master said, this is out of my control. The master was saying, ye mere control ke baar hai. However, I have repented in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Though it is out of my control. In the night, the master had a dream in which he had somebody say, in his khab, in his dream, Allahu Akbar, whatever was in your control, you have done it. And I am the most merciful. I have forgiven you, your slave, and Mansur bin Ammar, Allahu Akbar, and all those attendees who were in that gathering have been forgiven by the most merciful Rabb, Allah Azza wa Jal. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. We learn from this narration that one should not let any opportunity of getting the dua of the pious people of Allah Azza wa Jalla to go for waste. When these pious friends of Allah Azza wa Jalla supplicate and make dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla, then He, the Almighty, accepts the dua of the pious people. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah, Subhanallah. So there are many beautiful points we derive from this beautiful incident. If we really, really, really ponder deep into this, dear viewers of Madani Channel, how fortunate are those who have been guided, Allahu Akbar, who have fear for Allah Azza wa Jalla. Look at the importance and the excellence of giving sadaqah and charity in the path of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Allah Azza wa Jalla also orders us to give charity in the Holy Quran, in the Hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, motivates us. There are virtues of giving this, and there are many people out there who daily give sadaqah, who weekly give sadaqah, who monthly or yearly give charity, and they keep donating in the path of Allah Azza wa Jalla. There are so many ayat that Allah Azza wa Jalla motivates us, encourages us, orders us to spend from the wealth which He has bestowed upon us. In one verse in Surah Al-Baqarah, He Azza wa Jalla says very beautifully in the Holy Quran, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. Allahu Akbar. Guidance for those who fear Allah Azza wa Jalla, those who believe without seeing and keep salah, yani the 5 daily prayers established, and spend in our path from the sustenance which we have bestowed upon them. Allah, 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 Allah. Those who spend their wealth on their parents, on their siblings, on their children, those who do not fear, but rather who feed the poor and the needy people on the occasions of, for example, Ramadan, during other moments and other occasions and programs, mashallah, they are found assisting the destitute and the poor people. They are so fortunate, mashallah, who participate in the constructions of building masajid, darul ulooms, jami'as, madaris, who support the welfare work of Da'wat-e-Islami, who are assisting and helping the organization to overcome the needs of other destitutes out there. Mubarak to those people, mashallah. In the Holy Quran Pak, Allah Azza wa Jalla has promised you that He will multiply your wealth for you. Yes. جو اللہ کی راہ میں خرچ کرتے ہیں اللہ عز و جل کی طرف سے وعدہ ہے that Allah عز و جل will increase the wealth for them. In the hadith there is a promise that there is never any decrease in the wealth of the one who wholeheartedly spends for the pleasure of Allah عز و جل in the path of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Listen to this beautiful ayat of the Holy Quran Pak. Once again, see how Allah عز و جل multiplies the wealth of the one who spends in his path. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ يُنفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ كَمَثَلِ حَبَّةٍ أَنْبَتَتْ سَبْعَ سَنَابِلَ فِي كُلِّ سُنْبُلَةٍ فِي كُلِّ سُنْبُلَةٍ مِئَةُ حَبَّةٍ وَاللَّهُ يُضَاعِفُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَاللَّهُ وَاسِعٌ عَلِيمٌ. Allahu Akbar. The example of those who spend their wealth on the path of Allah Azza wa Jalla is similar to a grain which has sprouted 7 ears of wheat. Of wheat, to make you understand. And each ear contains 100 grains. Allah, Allah. And Allah Azza wa Jalla increases this many a times for whomever He desires. Allah Azza wa Jalla is all-encompassing, all-knowing. وَاللَّهُ يُضَاعِفُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَاللَّهُ وَاسِعٌ عَلِيمٌ. So the example of those who spend their wealth in the path of Allah Azza wa Jalla is similar to a grain which has sprouted 7 ears. And each ear contains 100 grains, dear viewers. So look at the example Allah Azza wa Jalla has given for the person who spends in his path. Now, if you open the commentary of this verse, مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ يُنفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ, which is in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 261. It starts from 261, dear viewers. In this commentary, subhanAllah, you would learn in Siratul Jinan, the excellence of those who give charity in the way of Allah Azza wa Jalla is being mentioned through an example that is like a person sowing a seed, yani a grain of wheat in the ground, which grows into 7 offshoots. Hi, 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 hi. Allahu Akbar. And each offshoot produces 100 grains. Focus and contemplate for a moment. So hence, the one sowing one seed into the ground gains 700 times more return. 700 times more return. What an investment. What an opportunity, brothers in Islam. Allahu Akbar. That you donate once, but look at the benefit of it. Allahu Akbar. Similarly, the one who spends in the way of Allah Azza wa Jalla, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards him 700 times more according to his sincerity. And it is not limited to this. In the tafsir, Siratul Jinan, it is stated that the treasures of Allah Azza wa Jalla are full and there are no shortages in the treasures of Allah Azza wa Jalla. So, aside from the ayat of the Holy Quran Pak, when you open the books of hadith and when you study and learn the benefits and the blessings and virtues of giving charity, surely your heart will become more vast, dear viewers. You will become a generous person to understand this matter. How Allah Azza wa Jalla blesses those people who give in His path. Remember, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in one hadith says, As-sadaqatu tasuddu sab'ina baban min as-su. Now, from this narration we learn that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, sadaqah locks up 70 doors of evil. 70 doors of evil are shut for a person who donates in the path of Allah. Aapne sadaqa diya, 70 doors of evil are closed. Now, one of those doors could be your health, meaning losing your health. One of those doors could be your wealth. One of the doors could be evil sightedness, nazar, jadu, hasad, parishani, adversities, lack in sustenance. There are so many evils out there that could affect your life, could affect your business. But focus on the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As-sadaqatu تَسُدُّ سَبْعِينَ بَابًا مِّنَ السُّوءِ. Yeah, it closes 70 doors of evil. Allahu Akbar. And how fortunate are those people that don't only provide shade for themselves in this dunya. Dunya mein to Allah ne unko bahut nawaza hai, lekin sadaqa dene ke barkaton se, charity dene ke barkaton se, mashallah, on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will keep them under the shade of their own charity. Kya baat hai Madine ki. Contemplate for a moment, dear viewers, in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, كُلُّ مْرِئِن فِي ظِلِّ صَدَقَتِهِ حَتَّى يُقْضَى بَيْنَ النَّاسِ. Everyone will be under the shade of his sadaqah on the day of judgment until the decision is made between the people. حَتَّى يُقْضَى بَيْنَ النَّاسِ. So everyone shall be under the shade of his own charity when the sun shall be above your heads, when the earth shall be transformed into copper, when every individual shall be drowning in his own perspiration. What a chaotic situation, dear viewers, beyond imagination. During such a harsh and crucial moment, such a horrifying state, who does not want to be under the shade, under the merciful shade of Allah Azza wa Jalla, under the shade of His mercy and His rahmah? So Ya Allah Azza wa Jalla shall provide that mercy in the form of sadaqah. Yani, the one who gave sadaqah, that sadaqah will provide him shade on the day of judgment until the decisions are made. Focus, dear viewers of Madini channel. Which investor does not want to invest for that shade on the day of Qiyamah? Allah. When everyone's tongues shall become like thorns in our mouths, when our tongues shall be hanging out of our mouth due to the thirst, Qiyamat ka din aisa manzar hoga. Lekin the sadaqah that you give here in this world today, yes, will benefit you there in the hereafter. Ala Hazrat, apne Mubarak Kalam mein, in his Munajat, he says this beautiful dua. Ab is dua mein shamil ho jaye inshallah. Let's make this dua together.
Ya ilahi, garmi mahshar se jab bhar ke badal. Ya ilahi, garmi mahshar se jab bhar ke badal. Saat ho ya ilahi har jagah teri ata ka saath ho jab bade mushkil shahe mushkil kusha ka saath ho.
Ameen bijahin nabiyyil ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So dear viewers, give charity inshallah. Give charity, don't feel shy. Verily sadaqah extinguishes the wrath of Allah azza wa jalla. All this taklif that we are going through is perhaps due to the sins we have committed. Give charity inshallah azza wa jalla. The hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is in Tirmizi Sharif. Inna sadaqata latutfi'u ghadab al-rabbi wa tadfa'u mitata. That giving charity in the path of Allah Azza wa Jalla, the sadaqah extinguishes the wrath of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and mitatasu, yani it prevents a bad end, bad death, dear viewers of Madani channel. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Mubarak to those who give charity, and this is the motivation for the day inshallah Azza wa Jalla. We even have parables to narrate to you, so many parables, Allahu Akbar, which will surely enlighten you and motivate you and give you a clear vision about this, dear viewers of Madani channel. This is the system from the time Allah has created this planet, that when you give in the name of Allah, it's multiplied. When you give in the love of Allah, it's multiplied. Allah Azza wa Jalla increases everything that's done in His name due to His love. Allahu Akbar, it attains blessings through the powerful name of Allah Azza wa Jalla. However, dear viewers, whatever we have heard right now, dear viewers, sadaqah extinguishes the fire of Jahannam, becomes a shield from fire. It protects a person, it becomes a shield from the hellfire and the one who gives charity in sadaqah. It is a means of lengthening one's lifespan. It wipes out sins as water extinguishes fire. It prevents evil. As I said, 70 doors of evil are shut when a person gives charity. So when you leave your homes in the morning, 5 rand, 1 pound, 5 rupees, 10 rupees, 111 rupees in the name of Ghaus Pak Rahmatullahi Alayhi, every day, if it's done consistently, it shall definitely give you the full blessings and barakah, dear viewers. You know, there are so many narrations which are there to motivate us. In the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, one thing upon which I take oath, yani Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself takes oath, and he says, the wealth of any person does not decrease by giving sadaqah. Allahu Akbar. The one giving charity, the one giving in the way and in the path of Allah. When you build a masjid, when you donate something for the Muslims, your wealth never decreases. Though apparently it seems as if it became lesser, but Allah shall multiply that if your niyyah and your intention was for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Listen to this beautiful narration. Hazrat Sayyidina Qais bin Sal' radiyallahu ta'ala an, he states, he says, his brother complained to the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about him that he spends unnecessarily. And without, and with regards to spending, his hands are very loose. Jaise Urdu mein kehte hai na, khule haath hai. Lutane mein ye sochte nahi hai, dekhte nahi hai, bas dete hai. Allahu Akbar. There are many such people who spend open-heartedly and their hands are very much open. They can't keep money in their hands. As it comes, it goes. So this person says his brothers complained to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about him spending money, and that too his hands are open when it comes to spending money. So he was called by the Prophet of Allah azza wa jalla, and the Prophet of Allah azza wa jalla asked him, what is the problem with your brothers? They have complained, they have complained against you that they think that you're spending money unnecessarily from your wealth and that your hands are too loose with regards to spending money. Allahu Akbar. Look at the reply of this companion. Look at the reply and the answer of the Sahabi. He says, I said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I take my portion from the income and I spend it in the way of Allah azza wa jalla and on my friends. Main apne par kharch karta hu, main apne doston pe kharch karta hu, Allah ki raah mein kharch karta hu. I spend for the pleasure of Allah azza wa jalla. I spend in His path, in His way. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then put His blessed hands on my chest and said this thrice, aapne teen martaba ye irshad farmaya, spend, Allah will grant you. Spend, Allah will grant you. Kharch karo, Allah will give you even more. Ye jo sahabi hai, Hazrat Sayyidina Qais bin Sal' radiyallahu anhu, aap farmate hain ki bas, after this, is din ke baad, whenever I would go out to spend in the way of Allah azza wa jalla, jab bhi main bahar nikla paisa kharch karne ke liye, to spend in the path of Allah, in the way of Allah azza wa jalla, I went on my own mode of transportation. Aur wo din hai aur aaj ka din hai, Allahu Akbar, he says, my state is such that I am ahead of my brothers in terms of wealth. Allah has made me more successful because I spend in the path of Allah. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we should never be narrow-minded. Tabakkul in Allah Azza wa Jalla, full reliance and full trust in the Almighty. Trust me, dear viewers of Madani Channel, your problems shall come to an end. All situations shall come to an end. They were such awliya, such friends of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Hazrat Sayyidina Aun bin Abdullah radiyallahu anhu. Ye tabi'i Hazrat hai. He's a tabi'i saint, tabi'i wali. Amongst the tabi'een, doing dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jalla with full concentration and, you know, being amongst the poor people most of the time, showing kindness and affection towards the poor people was from amongst his blessed habits. This was from amongst his adat-e hasana. Allahu Akbar. It is rated that one Sayyidina Aun bin Abdullah, ek martaba, aapko 20,000 dirhams diya gaya. He received more than 20,000 dirhams. Allah. What do you think he may have done with this money? Hazrat Sayyidina Aun bin Abdullah rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, to tabi'i Hazrat, it is said that he spent every dirham in the path of Allah. Yani apne tamam paisa sadqe mein diya. Some friends of his then asked him, if you had utilized this money to make your son's life more prosperous, so ye acha nahi hota, you could have invested this money for your son's future. Are bacche ka future hai, padhai karna hai, aage jana hai, badhna hai, kitne cheeze kamani hai, duniya mein kya kya nahi karna hai. Why did you not spend this for your son, for your child, for his future? He replied, I have made my own self stronger by giving the money in sadaqah, and Allah will make my son rich. Allahu Akbar. I made my own self stronger. Maine apne aap ko mazid mazboot kiya Allah ki raah mein kharch karne se. Aur jahan tak mere bete ka sawal hai, to Allah will sort him out. Allah will help him, Azza wa Jalla. The result and the natija of the intentions of Sayyidina Aun bin Abdullah radiyallahu an is such, dear viewers of Madani Channel, that Sayyidina Abu Usama rahmatullahi alayhi states, ye farmate hain ki from the family of Mas'ud, no one was richer than the son of Sayyidina Aun bin Abdullah rahmatullahi alayhi. Yani aapki jo niyat thi ki maine jo 20,000 dirham kharch kiye hain, maine Allah ke raah mein kharch kiye apne aap ko mazid mazboot banane hi ke liye. And my tawakkul is in Allah as far as my son is also concerned. Allah will make him rich. And look at the niyat. Look at his niyat was so pakka and so strong and pure. And due to the sincerity of his niyyah, Allah Azza wa Jalla made his son the richest amongst the entire family. This is the blessings of donating, dear viewers, of having good intentions in the path of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Trust me, your problems shall come to an end. Give charity, khana de, sadaqa de, jo bhi de sakte. So which wealth should be given in charity is a question. So look, the question is, when food, roti, curry, gravy, jise hum salan kehte, becomes stale, or it is close to becoming stale, then we choose to spend this in the path of Allah. Yani, phir hum sadaqa dete hain. Aap khud soche, khud tasavvur kare, that we are listening about offering sadaqa and charity. Yeh aaj ka bayan hai. The money that's spent in the path of Allah, how it multiplies, how a person gets more, how a person shall be rewarded here and in Jannah in the hereafter, how sadaqa becomes a shield for a person between Jahannam and himself, so on and so forth. So when sadaqa is of such great virtues, now you focus on the sadaqas we give. People come to the door, we give purana khana, jo 4-5 din se fridge mein rakha hua hai. Sometimes, illa mashaAllah, some of the brothers and sisters may do this, may Allah forgive us. Though it is right, but you think for yourself that anything done in the name of Allah Azza wa Jalla, something that I do not like for myself, how could I give this to others? He could get sick, that person could fall into some deep problem by eating that food poison, whatever it may be. What you love for yourself is what you should love for others. Chase for this. Target this. Try to implement this in your life. This is a great quality and something which we all should attain, dear viewers, because this is the quality of and this is the sign of being a pure Muslim. One can never attain the perfection of faith and iman until he does not love for himself what he loves for others. Yani, what you love for yourself, what you choose for yourself, what you prefer for your own self is what you should love for others as well. Yani, jo acha ho, wo hum apne rakhiye rakhiye. Aur jo hume acha na lage, jo hume pasand na aaye, hum wo oron ko de de. This is our andaz and style, and this is incorrect, dear viewers. When we are unable to utilize meat for qurbani, jab wo purana ho jata hai ya phir stale ho jata hai, then we wrap it up and we give it to the servants working in our houses, or we give it to the poor people. We give cheap, provisions, so on and so forth. And if you go on, even when we're buying groceries for people, we choose that which is a easiest for us to give, mashallah. When you're giving clothes and shoes and hats and scarves to the needy people, we shouldn't give torn clothes, which has no buttons, which is slit from here and there. Jo aain se kabhi jala hua hai, to kabhi dhoni ke wajah se phata hua hai. To kam se kam ye bhi to sochein ki we are giving a human being. He's also insan. He also has respect. And if something you can't use, then why can he use it? So what you love for yourself is what you should love for others. So I am saying, although giving sadaqa in this way with good intentions is correct, yani niyat to saaf hai to correct hoga, but just think how strange it is that when it comes to buying food, drinks, things for ourselves, we select the best quality. Ji haan, best dukaan se lenge, best quality ka lenge, best brand ka lenge. Lekin jab dene ki baari aati hai, to hum is tarah karte hain. So focus and contemplate for a moment, dear viewers of Madani Channel. May Allah forgive our sins. May Allah make us humble servants. May Allah make us 5 times namazis. May we repent and make sincere tawbah. We have come right to the end of today's program, dear viewers, inshallah. We shall be back with another episode. I hope that you have enjoyed today's program as some sort of motivation for us to give. Give Brother Islam, inshallah. In South Africa, wherever you see Madani Atiyat boxes, or throughout the world, Dawah Islami is everywhere, mashallah. Then whenever you see the Atiyat boxes of Dawah Islami, keep donating into those boxes, inshallah. You shall be rewarded abundantly. Stay good, be good, do good. Wherever you are, kindly remind yourself that I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Start your day with remembrance of Islam. Start your day with remembrance of Islam. Start your day.